During the near-record snowfall that greeted the beginning of December, I decided not to ride my bike on icy side roads and old railroad trestles to get to work. Instead, I chose to take the bus.
Good morning. Let the adventure continue. I have been doing this roughly since birth, 30 years plus. Found me a job that pays me for going in circles, so I'm good with it.
That's Bob. He wakes up at 4:15 in the morning to get to work by 5:20. It's important that he gets there on time, because many commuters depend on him. Bob drives for Valley Rides number 14 that runs between Hyde Park and downtown. Mornings can sometimes be a sullen time, but he does a great job of bringing good cheer to his ride, given he's probably the first person many commuters see once they leave the house.
So anything good happen this weekend, Bob?
Got the Christmas tree. It's still bundled up. It's the Costco. It's like the mystery Christmas tree. Until you cut the twine on there, you don't really know what it looks like. You know, they had one on display, and I says, is it guaranteed to be as good as this one? He says, yeah, they're all good. So we'll find out.
It's a live one?
It's a live one. No. As alive as a cut-down tree can be.
Bob has driven the number 14 route off and on through the years. He says he was keeper of the North End 5 or 6 years ago, and he's been back on the route for the past 6 months. Bob, as you can guess, is a people person.
Meeting people, talking with people, seeing other people's lifestyles, and you know, you get to know people when you pick them up every day. Stuff like that makes life interesting.
See ya.
Goodbye. Have a good day.
Yep. Good weekend, Bob.
Bruce has been with Valley Ride for 12 years. He retired but started driving again on a part-time basis, Monday through Wednesday. At 1:45 in the afternoon, he starts his shift. He finishes after driving the last number 14 bus that arrives downtown at 6:35 in the evening. Bruce brings a different style of cheer to his passengers.
Okay.
When Bruce is driving, the first things you may notice are a couple of Christmas toys up front and a hanging basket of candy. On this particular ride, he has a snowman with Alvin and the Chipmunks popping up and down around it while music plays.
It's just something I chose to do several years back, and it's given me a lot of pleasure and see the kids, have some candy with parent permission, and it's just something I thoroughly enjoy doing. And as far as I know, I'm the only one that does it, so that makes it even more special to me.
When I first boarded Bruce's bus, he offered some candy. I hesitated, and then he said, you can't pass up a Tootsie Roll. And he's right. I also can't pass up being impressed with the variety of toys he brings onto the bus. He has a cowboy Santa that plays the song Sleigh Ride, and a snowman that sings Fa La 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 in Spanish, among others.
We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up.
It gives me a chance just to see people be relaxed. You know, when Christmas traffic gets heavy or snow falls, I just fill them full of candy, let them listen to Christmas songs, and it seems to make the trip go a little bit smoother.
One particularly mesmerizing toy is a piano with two mice on top of it like a stage. Once the keyboard lid is lifted, the mice start dancing, lights flash on and off, and parts of 12 different Christmas songs play in an extended medley. The people that run Valley Ride have seen record ridership during the past 2 years. It might be because of the tough economy and changes to the bus line, but I like to believe it also has to do with drivers like Bob and Bruce. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Scott Key.
Coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Career and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, ting, ting.